So last time we learned the din of the Gemara Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, rooted in the Mishnah on Daf Pei. The Mishnah said that Yichud is not only an Isser when it's one-on-one, as we saw in the Gemara, when it's one-on-one, one man, one woman, that's often Isser Yichud Daraisa. Midrabanan, so sometimes Isser Yichud even in a crowd. Two's company, three is a crowd. So once you have three people, it's definitely not Yichud Daraisa. Yichud Daraisa is when it's Beseser. Two people own, there's a certain degree of intimacy about the situation itself, as Rosh Hashanah explains. So that's Isser Yichud Daraisa. Isser Yichud Rabbanan sometimes will apply when you have three people. So Mishnah says, well, when? So Mishnah says, adding a second woman to the situation gets rid of the Isser Daraisa, but remains Asher Midrabanan. Ish Echad V'shtei Nashim. While adding a second man to the situation, Shnei Anashim V'isha Achas is actually Mutter. Not only Mutter Min HaTorah, even Mutter Midrabanan. But then we saw two limitations on that. One on the bottom of Pei Amud Beis, the other on the top of Pei Alpha Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Pei Amud Beis, the Gemara said that adding a second man to the situation, so he will serve as a Shomer, as Reuben and Leah, that's in Isser Yichud, but Reuben, Shimon, and Leah, now Shimon is the Shomer for Reuben and Leah, and obviously Reuben will be the Shomer for Shimon and Leah, conversely. So that's Mutter. So number one, limitation number one, the Gemara at the bottom of Pei Amud Beis only helps if the men in question are Ksherim. Okay, if there are a bunch of prutzim, a woman walks into a frat house, there could be 10 men there, and that is an Isser Yichud. A woman alone with 10 prutzim, that is an Isser Yichud. So that's the first limitation. They have to be Ksherim. And then the second limitation, and here in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and both limitations are Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo shanu ela be'ir, avo baderach ad shiyu shlosha. He said that this, even if they're Ksherim, to add one Shomer, so a total of two men, one woman, that's mutter if you are ba'ir, if you're in the city. But if you're out in the wilderness, where if someone needs a practical consideration, sooner or later someone needs to relieve themselves. If you're in the wilderness, that's going to mean going a few minutes away, just traveling a few minutes just to have privacy, just to have to come to a private place, and then it's a few minutes to get back. So if you just have two men and a woman, if someone needs to relieve himself, he's going to disappear for 15 minutes. So that's going to create a yichud situation. So what's the solution? So to just be Reuven, Shimon, and Leah, that's not okay. So it has to be Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Leah. Because that way, even if Reuven disappears, Shimon and Levi still remain behind. So you still have two men and a woman. So that's why Baderech, or as the Rama puts it, Basadeh, you need to have three men and a woman in order for it to be mutter. I think last time we discussed the Rama quotes in the Ravid, this din of Baderech, Basadeh, it doesn't come that often in our modern lifestyle, because even when we travel, it's usually not this type of Baderech. You stop at a rest stop, you're not being misrachik for minutes and minutes just to get to a bathroom. You're not in backcountry. So the more likely, if you go hiking, it's an issue, okay? Mixed hiking groups are not necessarily the wisest thing, regardless. But beyond that, you have to assess the situation. But beyond that, the more common application of the din bezmanazeh, it comes once every 24 hours. And as the Rav says, balayla. Once people are, it's late enough that people are starting to doze off, or certain people are going to sleep, so that's similar to Baderech, that someone may disappear. So the Rav seems to say, even when people are asleep, Reuven, Shimon, and Leah, that's a problem, because Reuven's asleep, so he's not really the same Shomer he is, obviously, when he's awake. However, the Rav also has a kula built in, which is, but three men and a woman is mutter even balayla. In other words, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Leah, so even though Levi wakes up, and he notices that Reuven and Shimon are sleeping, so does he have an Isser Yichud with Leah? So the answer is no, because there's both Reuven and Shimon. In other words, two sleeping Shomerim work as well as one awake Shomer. Why? Why aren't they zero? The answer is, well, neither one's awake, but either one could wake up. So either one is a potential sort of like a shmirah risk. There's a possibility they might wake up. So the fact that one guy might wake up is not the same as one guy actually being awake. But if possibility that Reuven might wake up, plus possibility that Shimon might wake up, that's already more significant. So that's right. Rabbi Shechter's nusach is that a sleeping shomer is half a shomer. And if you have two sleeping shomerim, add up to one awake shomer. So balayla, three men and a woman is mutter. In other words, balayla, two shomer are necessary and sufficient. That's what we discussed last time. With all that in mind, let's now take a look at the following story. A story told about the two Amoraim, who are the Balei Memra of these two restrictions. Rav and Rav Yehuda, take a look at the story, but it's inside. Pei Alef Amud Alef. If you have it printed, you have the Gemara Kiddush in front of you. Pei Alef Amud Alef, you have the page printed, you have the Amud printed out, or you can look at the screen. Gotta see this story inside. The story is remarkable both for what it does say and for what it does not say. Rav Rav Yehuda of Kazi Burcha. Rav Yehuda are walking together. Havakazah, he hits the Kamayu. There's a woman up ahead in front of them. And it sounds like they must have been walking quickly. Eventually, they begin to get closer and closer to the woman who was up ahead but was walking more slowly. They're getting closer. They're going to overtake her. So they could either walk alongside her or they could zoom ahead. So I'm going to lay Ravler of Yehuda. Rav says to Rav Yehuda, now you might have said it would be inappropriate, the lack of derech eretz, to just walk with her, sort of invading her privacy. Rav says, not just a question of invading her privacy. Other Rav Yehuda, dal karach mekame gehenu, better lift our feet. Now shake a leg. Put the pedal to the metal. Mekame gehenu. Me lifnei gehenu. We better move really quickly so we don't merit gehenu. In other words, if we stick around here and we walk along with her, that would be an aveira for which we would deserve Gehenna. Wow. Amar leis, Rav Yehuda says to his Rebbe, Rav, really? V'hamar hu damar. But the Rebbe is the one who said, in Aramaic, he used the third person talking to Rebbe. Hamar hu damar. But the Rebbe, he's the one who said, b'ksheirim shaper dami. Two anashim ksheirim. As a matter of fact, it's the Mishnah. Rav had limited to ksheirim, but we're ksheirim. So we're shnei anashim v'yishachas. So where's the yichud problem? Where's the yichud problem? Rav, why is his yichud problem? Why is his yichud problem? What would you have expected Rav to say right now? If you were Rav, how would you explain why the yichud problem? Hey, two men, one woman. What's the problem? What's the terrorist to that, Rabbi said? Based on what we just learned, what Rav Yehuda just taught us the name of Rav. Yeah? What do you say? Okay, the Ksheirim. So he said, but that's what Rav Yehuda just said. We're Ksheirim. Two Anashim Ksheirim is fine. Two Anashim Ksheirim is fine. A good Kasha, Shnei Anashim Ksheirim, why is he worried? What's the obvious problem? Where are they? Yeah, Pulad, what do you say? Baderech, this is exactly what the second memra. That Baderech, you need three. They are Baderech. That's what the Gemara just said. We don't know much about this except that Havuka Azli Ba'urcha, which is Aramaic for Hayu Holchim Baderech. So it's hard to understand why Rav Yehuda is surprised. And what's even more surprising is Rav doesn't give that answer. He doesn't say, Talmud Tayer, but I taught you that Baderech you need three. No. What does he say? He says something absolutely astounding. Amar le, mi yeimar de b'ksherim kavanova at. Why, you thought, who's to say that ksherim means people like me and you? Nah, we're not kosher. We're prutzim, Rav says to Rav Yehuda. So who's kosher? If Rav is a paritz, Rav was exceptionally holy, even amongst the Tanah, the Amoraim. The Gaonim have a work, the Eser Midot de Chasidus de Rav. They collected from the Talmud Bavli 10 different Midot Chasidus of Rav. Rav was unusually holy tzaddik, even among his peers. Yeah. Ooh, Chaim, very, very good. Very, very, very good. Very good. Hold on to that thought for around 15 seconds. We come right back to it. So he says, "Nusuf, we're not kosher. Who is? Elchigon Mai." So Rav explains, Rav Yudah could go to Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'chaver. He knows who's kosher. When I said kshayim, I mean people like Rabbi Chanina bar Papi and his chaverim. Who is Rabbi Chanina bar Papi? What did he and his peers do? So you see a little aradalit over there of the Masoras Hashas. If you're looking at old-fashioned going, just a star on the side. They send you to Le'el Amatessan Beis, the end of the first parak of Kiddushin. The first parak of Kiddushin is the longest parak in Shas, certainly in Blot. It goes till Mem Aleph. So the Rechim Bar Papi was someone who had been Moser Nefesh, literally. He'd been willing to give up his life, Yehorg Val Yavar, to avoid Gilui Arayos. So Rav says, kosher is someone who's mamish been tested in fire. Literally. There are a couple of stories there. One of mamish is in fire. Where there are Amoram who are ready to give up their lives rather than violate Znos. So Rav says, if you're already, if you've been willing to make the ultimate sacrifice, but yet you survived, so then you're kosher for Yichud. That's quite a high standard. Let that sink in for a moment. Rav is saying the only people who are kosher are the few people who have been ready to make the ultimate sacrifice, ready to give up their lives rather than violate Gilui Arayos. Most of those people don't survive to have another Yichud situation. But people with that, but the Gemara tells a couple of stories, the people who were saved at the last moment. In one case, a nace occurs and he's saved. Other case, the woman who was propositioning him realized, I didn't realize that this is something you give up your life for. Okay, so then forget about it. So this is, Rav says, the whole idea of Ksherim, it's super, super, super rare, unusual tzaddikim, even bigger tzaddikim than Rav. So Chaim, the question is, has this work lahalacha? So the vast majority of Rishonim, so I want to spend time on two things to talk about. One of which we'll talk about now. The one we'll talk about now is what Rav did say. Ksherim is the only Ksherim bar papi. Rav is not a kasher. And again, if Rav is not a kasher, you and I can't speak for you. I am certainly not a kasher. No one's a kasher. Who's a kasher? According to Rav, the whole din applies to 0.0001% of the population. So we look right away at Tosfos Rehazaken on the side, and he's the most available to us, but he's representative of many, many Rishonim. He looked at Tosfos Rehazaken on the side. Dal Karach, Mahel Alecha Shenakti Menu. Let's move quickly so we'll get ahead of her, as we can put some distance between ourselves and her. We won't be alone with her. Mistabra de Lefnim Mishur Sadin Avad. Says Tosfos Rehazaken, it seems like this was Lefnim Mishur Sadin. He was being machmir. Sherosel es racheik menakir. He felt this was an inappropriate situation. Not technically us, sir. He thought this wasn't a tasteful situation, a little sketchy. So he said, let's get out of here. But it wasn't Mikra Din Asr. This is a chumrah. People who are careful about halacha are ksherim. You don't have to be a super tzaddik bigger than Rav. That's a rehazaken. The Ritva says it. The Ran says it. And you look in the Ramah, the Yeshorim, Sifhei, the Isha Achas, Misachet, it's Mshen, Ashim ksherim, Mimu Ba'ir. You can be alone with two Anashim Ksherim. Interesting, that's a V'yesh Omrim. We thought that's what the Gemara says. V'stam Anashim Ksherim. Regular religious people are kosher. That's the Ran in Pei Yud Yuchzen. Perek Asar Yuchzen. That's our Perek. Yeah. The exception, though, not everyone thinks that. Most Rishonim say, Rav was being Machmir. But let's look back at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, is quoting the language of the Rambam. Take a look at this. One woman is not allowed to be alone, even with many men. Unless one of them has one of those men, if his wife is present. If it's Ishto Imo, then that's that resolves the Isser Yichud. But just a bunch of men alone with one unrelated woman, Aser. One man with many women, also Aser. So the Seifa of the Shulchan Aruch, that makes sense. That's the din, that's the Mishnah. Shnei ish echad, shtei nashim is a problem. But the beginning of the Rambam, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, one woman with many men, what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. So where did the Rambam come from? What's he talking about? What's going on? So the answer is, as the Nosei Kalim point out, for instance, the Taz, that's Zion in the parentheses, sends it to the Chelkas Mechokik right here. Lotus Yachid Yishar Filim Nashim Harbei. Hatam, the reason is the Bigamar Kiddushin Pei Alf Amad Alf. Masik Maskana was Kol Shein Kshem Kigon Mechinim Arpad Vilchaveirav. So then there are Prutzim. Of course, that's the position of the Rambam. The vast majority of Rishonim disagree. But it is the position of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. I do not know if that is the position of the second issue we've had so far, where the Shulchan Aruch just straight quotes the language of the Rambam in what would be a very significant chumri. Right? So in the question of Achoso, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam, that appears to say that there's no het to yichud with a sister. Here, the second one. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam, that many men with one woman is the Aser Mikra Din, because the Rambam read the Gemara straight. That we're all Prutzim. That the whole din of Ksherim does not apply. Shnei Anashim Ksherim doesn't apply. Because Prutzim, everyone's a pirate, unless you're a Pchina Bar Papi. It's a massive chumrah. A second din that you do see in the Gemara is that there is Yichud outdoors. Don't think that Yichud only applies when you're inside walls. If you're alone, even if you're in the great outdoors, you see there was a problem of Yichud. In the great outdoors, the answer is, it doesn't matter. If no one's going by, if you're on a secluded road, it doesn't help that you're outdoors. You can be Yichud outdoors also if you're in a secluded area. We'll get to that more when you get to Sif Tes, the din of Pesach Pasuach. But let me leave you now, because you fellows have to run to the Israel next year event. But let me leave you. We saw two dinim that come from this, what the story does mention. Number one, the machlokas Rambam versus almost all other Rishonim, whether we say stam anashim prutzim or stam anashim ksherim. Does the din of shnei anashim not work bezman hazeh, or does it? Machlokas Rambam versus Shah Rishonim, machlokas Mechaber versus Ramah. Second issue was that there can be yichud outdoors. There's no rule that yichud is only indoors. Yichud has to do with a secluded place. If it's secluded outdoors, it could also be yichud, and that does come up. Now, what the third halachic point that emerges from the story, we'll get to Mitzvah next time, and that's what the story does not mention. Anyway, we said before, how come no one said Baderech? Rav said the problem of yichud. Rav Yudah says, well, why? We're two people. And Rav gives this fantastic answer when we're all prutzim. Why don't you give a simple, and according to Moshe, it's a chumrah. I'd say mikra din. We shouldn't. Baderech, you need three. What do you have to have your own chumrah? The taki is also mikra din. Baderech. So see next time, Rishim. There are at least three answers to that question. The Rif on one extreme, the Marsha on the other extreme, and Ben Yeruchim in the center. We'll pick up with that in Mitzvah Hashem next time. Chavri Yashakoyach.